Australia's big banks have rejected claims that the government's new financial planning regulations will allow branch tellers to earn bonuses by spruiking investment products. The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, is pushing ahead with the government's revisions of rules introduced by Labor 2 years ago to protect consumers from dodgy financial advisers. Consumer groups say the changes have opened a loophole that will allow bank staff to earn commissions that are banned for independent financial planners. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
It's been a four-year-long battle over how to rein in an industry that's cost mum and dad investors billions of dollars through rorts and corporate collapses over the past decade. And after putting the government's adjustments to Labor's Future of Financial Advice reforms on hold in March, Matthias Cormann has announced the new rules will come into effect next month. Even though the changes don't require any new legislation, the opposition can still move to disallow them in Parliament. The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, has raised that possibility.
And we will use every mechanism available to ensure consumer protection is appropriate, including disallowing regulations, including fighting legislation.
This morning, Matthias Cormann made the government's intentions clear.
So what I'm doing with my announcement today is putting beyond doubt our policy intention, and we are going to make very explicit in both our regulations and our legislation that those who receive payments as a result of providing general advice cannot be receiving upfront or trailing commissions, which are the sorts of payments that people have historically been concerned about.
People have been concerned about commissions because in the past they've led to what's known as conflicted remuneration. That's where financial advisors earn commissions from banks and other institutions when they convince their clients to invest in particular products. Labor announced its plans for new regulation in 2010, amid concerns that conflicted remuneration contributed to the collapse of several big financial advising firms during the global financial crisis. It also introduced an obligation for advisors to declare that they're acting in their clients' best interests. The government has now scrapped that rule, saying similar provisions already exist in the law. Erin Turner from the consumer group Choice thinks that's a mistake.
So it's changed from a professional obligation to merely a checklist of tasks. When you think about any other professional, be it a doctor or a lawyer, you don't want them following a checklist to meet your best interests. You want them using their expertise and, well, everything they've gathered as part of being a professional to give you the best advice.
Of even bigger concern for Choice is a change in regulation that could allow big banks to pay incentives to staff who convince customers to invest in particular products.
These laws allow bank staff to not receive commissions, which is an ongoing payment when they recommend one product, but it does allow other kinds of payments, any sort of financial incentive, whether that's a bonus or a bonus that's dependent partially on sales targets. We think any sort of payment that encourages staff members to recommend one product over another when they're giving advice is a bad idea for consumers.
Meanwhile, the government is maintaining Labor's ban on upfront and trailing commissions for financial planners, whether they be independent or linked to the big wealth management firms owned by the banks. But Choice says bank employees could win incentives by referring customers to those in-house firms, which analysts suggest control up to 80% of Australia's financial planning industry. They include BT Financial, which is owned by Westpac, the Commonwealth Bank's Colonial, ANZ's OnePath and MLC, which is owned by the National Australia Bank. David Whiteley from Industry Super Australia, which prefers a fee-based model for services, says that means the government's ban on commissions can be avoided by banks that find other ways to offer incentives.
Well, there's wholesale commissions, commissions which are not specific to a particular product but can be paid on achieving certain targets. There's what's called volume rebates. These are complex payments that happen behind the scenes. There's ongoing percentage-based fees. These are percentages, probably 0.5% typically, exactly the same as a commission, that can be deducted from someone's super or investments and paid to a financial planner on an ongoing basis.
The Australian Bankers Association, which speaks on behalf of the big four banks, has declined PM's request for an interview. But in a statement today, it says that bank staff are not paid commissions or bonuses directly related to the sale or offer of individual financial products. It says that consumers should be confident that the advice they get is in their best interests and is not affected by conflicted payments. and John Brogdon from the Financial Services Council, which lobbies on behalf of financial planners and superannuation funds owned by the banks, says the law is now clear.
Matthias Cormann said from day one he didn't want commissions to be reintroduced. He clearly now has backed that up by putting that provision in the changes to the regulation in black letter law. What the regulations do is make sure that any bonuses or any incentive payments that go to any staff cannot be directly linked to the policies that they sell.
John Brogdon from the Financial Services Council ending that report from our business reporter Pat McGrath.